This is the story about when Chris stops being nice and starts being real.
Yes.
Dad! Monkey! Dad!
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dan's Monkey Dance. I'm Chris Hayner.
I'm John Michael.
How are you, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not bad. How was your week?
It was very hot and sweaty.
Yeah, are you preparing for the end of the world? The apparent zombie apocalypse that's starting?
Not yet. Because no? I'm kind of hoping the apocalypse starts, you know, the day before the Mayan calendar runs out. And then I figure I only got one day left, so...
Oh, you gotta admit, it's getting pretty weird out in the world.
It's been pretty weird out in the world. I just think the fact that now we have all these ways of getting news so much faster, we're just starting to hear about it.
But you don't think that within the last week there's been three separate instances of cannibalism and people trying to eat other people? You don't think that's weird? You think that's...
Always trying to eat each other.
Not in the good way.
No, I mean, like, you know, the Donner Party, the, what was it, the Mexican soccer team. That couple that was on Nip Tuck.
Yeah, there you go. Because, yeah, okay. No, I mean, I've been looking at this. I've been looking at them online, and there was the dude, the naked dude in Miami that ran up and tried to bite the dude's face off.
Uh-huh.
And the cops pulled up and shot him, and it didn't faze him. Like, that's kind of creepy. And then, did you hear about the guy in New Jersey who, police were trying to subdue him, and he started stabbing himself and throwing pieces of flesh and his intestines at them?
That's cool.
So there's that guy. And I guess they tried to subdue him with, pepper spray and didn't have any effect on him. And then there was the guy in Washington. Is that where it was? Baltimore, Maryland, who they found eating his roommate's brain and heart.
Now, really, what's wrong with that? Honestly.
Now, I'm not saying anything. Like, I don't want to, like, pin this on any one group, but two out of the three of those people were black guys.
And it's, see, I keep telling you.
It's one of those things, like, normally, it used to be one guy killed another guy for sneakers, probably a black guy. If there was a guy that had killed somebody and shoved them in a steamer trunk, and then ate his brains, usually a white guy. So the tide's starting to shift here. And I just think it's a little weird that, like... We're now starting to see...
You think they're starting to rise up?
Well, no. I mean, in every, zombie story that you ever read, it all starts out with these really weird reports on the news about people eating other people. And it just seems like we're starting down that path, and pretty soon could be The Walking Dead.
Well, it could be. There's another story you left out of the news that...
I didn't see it.
The one in Sweden? Did you see the one in Sweden?
No, I didn't see it. I only saw the ones in the U.S.
Ah, this was a researcher at a Swiss institute was arrested after he cut off his wife's lips and ate them because he suspected her of infidelity.
That's a little harsh.
Yes. And then there was also one in Texas.
Well, they're all crazy where a woman, Texas.
Well, this woman killed her infant son, Scott, with a steak knife and two swords before mutilating the corpse and eating body parts that included the brain, the nose, and the toes. Yum, yum, yum.
See, it's starting.
With a little bit of queso dip.
It's starting.
Hey, honey, what's for dinner? Baby feet. However, just be aware that Psychology Today does say that most cannibals are extreme loners. They don't have any friends, and they're bitter about it.
Okay.
So, keep that in mind.
Have you ever eaten a person, John?
I have not. Okay. I have not.
Just asking. Just making sure.
Yes. Not that you're aware of.
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that can be traced. How's that? That's what I'll say. Not that can be traced to anyone.
Okay. So, anyway, I just think that's a little weird that all these are coming out now, and maybe there is some truth to the Mayan calendar thing. I don't know.
I just think that we're such a screwed up world. I mean, it's just getting worse. It you know?
Well, that's the question then. Does it just build until we all kill each other, or does it?
No, I think what happens is that when they elect Romney in the fall,
yeah,
that suddenly the lower class rises up just like the French Revolution and send all the Republicans to the guillotine. And then we have cake.
But Romney's a Republican.
Republican.
So
that's what I mean.
Okay, so they're going to start with him? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Just like Marie Antoinette.
Is it because he's a Republican or because he's a Mormon?
It's because he's an asshole.
Okay, fair enough.
There you go.
So let's see what else is going on. It's a bad week to be a Devils fan, John.
It's a bad week to be a fan of several different things, but go ahead.
They were the worst team in the league last year. Or one of the worst teams. I think they were like bottom three or something. Came all the way back to go to the Stanley Cups, the Stanley Cup Finals, and have lost three games to the LA Kings.
That's sad.
It's going to be very difficult for them to even try to mount a comeback. And I'm sad about it.
Well, you know, stranger things do happen.
But sure LA's got a goalie that they can't score on.
Exactly.
I mean,
so they have to eat his brain.
Okay. Well, I'll call the team and I'll tell them that's what they need to do.
Sure, let them know. Tell them I said so.
Okay. John says eat brains.
Eat brains. Brains.
Anyway. I'm very sad about it.
You are? Why? Yes.
Because liking a team
because
in New
Jersey.
Because
that's the one and only sport you follow and well, you're letting me down yet again?
That's part of it. It's the one sport that I follow. They're the one team that I follow. And normally, you don't ever see them on TV because it's not your local team. So I'm finally getting to see them play games, and they're playing like shit, and they're going to get bumped out of the Stanley Cup. And then I'm not going to get to see them for maybe another year. And that sucks. You should be sad for me. Single tear.
You know, I'm really not.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, single tear. Nah, I'm not. I really don't care.
Oh, but if it was Boston, you'd care.
Well, duh. Well, duh. It's
okay.
Like I'm from New Jersey.
Next year... We have to hope for Bruins and the Devils.
A Devils-Bruins face-off?
Yes.
Like that's going to happen.
Probably not.
I was going to say, like the Devils are going to get that close again.
Oh, shut up. Bite me. Bite me.
Really?
Okay, fine. Let's talk about something else then.
Something else?
Did you hear the Green Lantern's gay now?
The Green Lantern's gay?
Yeah.
I thought it was Northflight who was going to marry his boyfriend. Because, you know, that's a really important comic book character we're all worried about, isn't it?
Well, in case people listening don't follow comic.
Oh, come on. They're listening to us. Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm back. Stop signing.
Okay.
For anybody who doesn't follow comic books, I guess DC announced this week in a move to try to sell more books that they're going to make Green Lantern gay. And it's not just any Green Lantern. They're not making Hal Jordan or Kyle Rayner or any of the other like well-known Green Lantern's gay. They're using one from Earth 2, which was like a different dimension where all the superheroes were still there, but they were other people. So, Parallel Earth's Green Lantern, James Robinson, is now going to be gay.
Oh, I'm excited.
Do you think when this came from DC, they were like, well, we should really have a gay character? And they were like, well, let's make Green Lantern. And they were like, well, not Hal Jordan. Like, what do you think the process is of figuring out which superhero is going to be gay?
Well, I don't know, because you can't say, well, we'll base it on the costume, because, you know, they're all running around in tights.
That's true.
You know, who's got the best cape?
He doesn't
have a cape. But, I mean, he's not the first gay character. I mean, like I said before, Northflight came out, like, 20 years ago. But he's just a minor X-Men character.
Right. Well,
he's
been other gay superheroes before.
Yeah, well, Batwoman was a lesbo.
Yes, Batwoman is a lesbian.
And I think Catwoman went both ways. Just saying.
Oh, I bet you she did. Let's see. What, there's no list? You know, I just think it's kind of weird that, like, that's the ploy for selling books. It's not write a good story. It's, hey, let's make one gay. So let's see.
Well, why they're doing it? Because we're talking about it.
Well, not because we're talking about it.
We, the people, the little people, the common folk, discussing this matter. Because you know what? It's really important, isn't it?
Yes. Well, it is.
But could you go back and look and figure out who else could have been a better gay character? I mean, come on, Green Arrow.
Well, yeah.
Do you not think Green Arrow could not be a gay character? With his little bow and arrow. Shooting arrows into the heart of evil. Just saying.
All right, here's a list, John. There were two young Avengers that were gay, Hulking and Wiccan.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Wiccan was formerly known as Asgardian, mistakenly believing himself a young Thor-like character. But changed it to avoid homophobic jokes. That's a little weird.
Isn't that the whole reason you do it?
There was another X-Men named Anole, A-N-O-L-E.
I think you mean anal. No?
It doesn't have a pronunciation thing, so.
Okay.
There's North Star. There was Union Jack 2. There were two X-Factor characters, Richter and Shatterstar.
No, that was Rectum and Shatterstar.
Ultimate Colossus was gay.
Mm-hmm.
Zavin? See, I don't even know who half these people are.
Exactly, and that's why it doesn't matter.
There's a lesbian named Lord Fanny.
And you do know that Fanny is British slang for vagina.
Okay.
Renee Montoya, who started on the animated Batman series by Paul Dini, she was the Hispanic police detective. She was a big old dyke.
Oh. There were a couple in The Watchmen, weren't there?
I don't know.
I think there were.
There was Marvel about 10 years ago tried to redo their kind of their Western hero comic books, and they came up with the Rawhide Kid.
Riding bareback just for you.
There you go.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, see, I don't know if they think they're making a point by, you know, saying, ooh, this character's gay now. It's like, but really? Because not so much.
Yeah,
I mean, until the forbidden love of Kal-El and Bruce Wayne shows its face, I just don't think it matters.
Well, wouldn't the same argument, that old argument about how Superman couldn't sleep with Lois Lane because of a super sperm, wouldn't that?
It would shoot right out of the back of her head.
Yeah. So wouldn't that go for Bruce Wayne as well?
Yeah, but he likes it rough.
Well, wasn't there a report recently that Batman supposedly is gay too?
No, they've always said that.
I could have sworn that was within the last month or so.
Yeah, that's like, that even goes back to the whole, remember when it was a big deal that Robin was killed? But it wasn't Robin, it was like Robin 2.
It was
Jason Todd.
Jason Todd, yeah.
It wasn't Robin, it was like Robin Jr.
But
you know?
to be fair, nobody liked Jason Todd. And the DC left it up to the readers if they wanted to see him die or not. And they said, yes, kill him.
But again, it wasn't lame comic book hero sidekick gets killed. It was Robin is dead.
Yeah. But they've killed everybody at one time or another.
Well, yeah.
Superman has died, came back as that weird blue electric version of himself.
Was that Steel?
No.
I think it was Kazam.
It was still Superman. He was like glowing and electric. And
it's electric. You know, I guess it must be really great to have a comic book franchise where when you totally fuck it up, you just start over again.
Well, yeah. And people continue to read it.
Exactly.
Well, that was like the new 52 that DC did.
Right.
Now, see, they should have started with the gay Green Lantern on the new 52. You know, the first panel, he's just in a circle jerk sucking some dude's dick. He's like, I'm here.
No? You know, be careful what you Google search in the middle of the night, because you will find that.
Oh, geez. You know, maybe he's sucking off the Flash. Maybe the Flash is sucking off him. What kind of experience would that be? Just saying.
See, you think of some really odd things. Just saying. Not like, what would it like to have be sucked off by Wonder Woman? What would he like to be sucked off by the Flash? I think it would be gone so fast you wouldn't even realize what it was. Like, ah! And he's done.
Is that like that joke where Superman's flying around?
Yes.
And he sees Wonder Woman.
Spread eagle on the ground.
Yeah, and he goes up and bangs her real fast or whatever. And she said, "It's what was that?" And the Invisible Man says, "I don't know, but my asshole's killing me."
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Dun 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 dun.
Wah.
So yeah, that happened this week.
That's really exciting, isn't it?
More gay superheroes.
Think anybody really cares?
Well, somebody must. I mean, there's already stuff on the internet about how parents are making a fuss because you know Green Lantern's gay. It's like whatever.
Who cares? Just shut up.
It's all them Christian people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Those bastards.
They're your people.
They are not my people. God bless them. They are not mine. Just saying.
Okay.
Just saying. Yeah.
Okay. Well, were you saddened this week by the news of the popular death?
The popular death?
You know who I'm talking about?
Richard Dawson?
Yes.
Has anybody thought about Richard Dawson in the past 25 years? Can you even see Hogan's Heroes on reruns now?
Yes, you can.
Really?
Still
where?
Still on Nick at Night.
Oh, okay. Well, good to know.
And they play Running Man every once in a while on TV. He's in that.
Oh, there you go.
As a game show host. Well, what are the odds?
That's a stretch, huh? Wow, who'd have thought he'd do that? That's amazing.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah. No, I wasn't really sad about that.
No?
No. No, not at all.
What about all those women he kissed and fondled and diddled? You think they're happy?
That he's dead?
Yeah. You think they said that bastard's finally gone? Fuck him.
I think so. Okay. I think so. I think that's what most of the models on Price is Right say about Bob Barker.
Bob Barker's still alive.
I know.
Oh, they're waiting dead. For him to die?
Or they want to neuter him like all those stray dogs he promotes.
Is that why they hired Drew Carey? Because they know that he would have no chance with the models?
I don't know. Drew Carey's got some play.
You think so?
Not when he was big fat Drew Carey.
You don't think he was like...
When he was like the new Louis Anderson, but...
You don't think he's got the funny fat guy vibe happening?
Yeah, but I mean, look at all those TV shows with the fat guy and the hot wife. Still Standing, King of Queens.
Which one was Still Standing?
Life According to Jim. Still Standing was Jamie Gertz and Mark Addy from The Full Monty.
I don't think I ever saw that.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is it?
There was the one with Michael Rapaport and his hot wife. There was the one with Brad Garrett and his hot wife. You know, there's obviously some data out there about the funny fat guy and the hot wife. So,
I think the only one that I ever watched out of that was King of Queens.
King of Queens. What about the Flintstones?
Well.
I mean, yeah. Fred was a fat slob, but look at Wilma. She's pretty hot. And even more so, Barney and Betty.
Oh, yeah, well.
You know, I mean, Betty was a MILF. Or she'd be a KILF.
So,
a woman I'd like to...
So, So, in the whole... you made me forget what I was going to say now. In the whole Wilma Betty debate, you go Betty.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they both had annoying voices, but I think Betty was still cuter.
Okay. I've always had a thing for redheads, so.
Oh.
Except when it comes to Marianne and Ginger, because I take Marianne in a heartbeat.
Really.
Yeah.
She was a cokehead, you know.
It's all right.
She still is.
I thought she was a pothead.
She was in everything.
Was she like Marsha Brady? Was she selling herself for some blow?
Well, I don't know, but I know people who've worked with her in like summer stock, and she'd have to like, you know, send people out to get her some encouragement.
Oh, really? That yeah. bad, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, wow. Yeah, yeah.
Allegedly, right? We can't.
Allegedly, yes, allegedly. Allegedly, from what I've heard. Because, you know, we don't want this get back to her.
That's right. It's out there on the internet, John.
It is.
Anybody can find it.
That's right.
Ooh, there's a crying baby in my house.
In fact, if you start a Google search... The first thing that comes up is Marianne, the drug-addicted sinner from Gilligan's Island needs your prayers.
What did you search under? Just Marianne?
Marianne, drug addict.
Marianne, drug addict. Oh, yeah, look at that.
Yeah. And she looks really happy in her mugshot.
The Satanist girl next door seductress. Wow.
She even auctioned her Gilligan's Island whore gear for $20,700 to feed her destructive addiction.
What? What website is this? Dilson? I can't even say it.
Dil Snap Cogitation. The Lord saw that she was punished for her ninth commandment violation and was placed on probation. Don Wells has a chance to be born again and to earn the Lord's protective embrace. Can I get an amen? Guess not. She is up there in years now, and the drugs she has used to defile her body have reduced her time on the earthly plane. Please pray for Dawn and let her know that you wish to enjoy her presence in the afterlife by signing her guest book. And right underneath it says, quote, if you're not a born-again Christian, you're a failure as a human being.
Yeah. Although I do... I do like the first response, which says Marianne was the shit back in the day, bro. and then the one under it says, your attraction to Marianne was orchestrated by the Satanist culture pollution propaganda, Ms. Smiley. Wow, these people are really fucked up.
They are. And now we're going to drive hundreds of thousands of people to their website. I would not recommend you go to this website, dillsnapcogitations.wordpress.com, on your work computer. Just saying.
What is this? You see the thing in the upper right that says Johnny Peepers?
Yes. I believe he's the alleged writer of this.
Hi, my name is Johnny Peepers. I am a sociopathic degenerate with a penchant for cheap booze, roofie laden broads, and dim sum soup. I love children and small animals because they embody everything I am not. Namely, they are pure and innocent representations of God's bounty here on earth. I weep when I think of all the suffering in the world. I also weep when I urinate small particulates of crystal methamphetamine, too, though.
Oh, God.
Wow.
So, you know, while we're talking about, like, sitcom characters, if you could be any sitcom character... Let's say pre 1990. Who would it be?
A sitcom character?
A sitcom character.
Trying to think of what sitcoms there are from pre 1990.
There are so few. Yeah, that's just so you can't say Charlie on, you know, Two and a Half Men, or
that wouldn't have been my pick.
Elka on Hot in Cleveland.
Jesus. I'm drawing a complete blank on sitcoms from the like 90s.
No, pre 1990. Anything from Dick Van Dyke till Facts of Life.
Jesus. Why can't I think of any of these shows? I didn't watch sitcoms back in the 80s.
Well, how about I open it up to any TV character? Who could you be? Who would you be? Of any time.
Of any time?
Any time.
I'd be Leonard Hofstadter from The Big Bang Theory.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I was almost thinking you were going to say Mal Reynolds from Firefly.
Well, you know, see, I had sitcoms stuck in my head, which is why I probably went Big Bang Theory and not anything else, but...
Uh-huh. You wouldn't be Leonard Wallowitz?
No, I wouldn't be...
No?
Howard Wolowitz. Dude, come on.
See?
Let your nerd flag fly.
Just testing you. Just testing.
Yeah, I...
Come on, Shelly. Come on, Shelly Bear.
Malcolm Reynolds would be a cool character to be, I guess. It's kind of a rough life, but he's always getting shot and his ears cut off and shit, but, you know. Other than that, I guess it all works out for him, kind of. Why? Who would you be?
Well, I think of two.
Okay.
And well, actually three. So on the sitcom front, I would either be Major Nelson from I Dream of Jeannie or Darren from Bewitched. Because I wouldn't be so stupid as to tell them not to practice their magic. I'd be, bitch, I want a mansion, I want a yacht. And I want you and your three sisters.
Okay.
As opposed to the, you know, trying to have a normal life and not let anybody find out. Other than that, I would be Mr. Rourke from Fantasy Island.
Making people's fantasies come true?
Well, making people's fantasies come true and fucking with the ones who don't deserve it. Especially the later version of Mr. Rourke when it was Malcolm McDowell. You stop touching yourself. What the hell are you doing there?
I'm adjusting my shirt.
Apparently.
Whatever.
You're still thinking about Betty Rubble, aren't you?
You just no. You just want to hang out all day on an island with a midget.
Why do you want to hang out on an island? Oh, because of Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
There is no midget on Bewitched. What are you talking about?
See, that would be the ultimate for you, because not only do you get to fuck with people, you get to hang out with a midget on an island all day. So.
Hey, boss, what are we going to do today?
See?
You know, maybe I would.
See?
I think that'd be fun.
So you're going for Mr. Rourke, then?
I think I would be Mr. Rourke.
Okay. What about modern-day television, though?
Oh, modern-day television... I would be Donald Trump on The Apprentice. You're fired.
How about a not from a reality show, if you call that reality. A scripted series.
From a scripted series.
Yes.
So many choices. There's so much excellent TV these days.
There is.
I mean, I don't know. Ted Mosby from How I Met Your Mother. Mike from Mike and Molly.
That's a weird choice, but okay.
I don't know. I don't know if there's anybody on TV today who I want to be. Raj Kuthrapali.
So that you can't talk to women? Is that the idea?
Yes. Yes. And so I can still be your friend, Leonard. We're going to hit it and quit it.
I think, you know a lot of stuff. Yeah. You never admit you're wrong.
I would not be Sheldon.
You would make a great Sheldon.
I would not make a great Sheldon.
Yeah, you would.
No.
Hanging out with Amy Farrah Fowler? Come on. TV's Blossom?
No. Uh-uh. I don't think so.
How long have you been watching Big Bang Theory?
Since it started.
Do you know that they made a callback to Blossom in one of the episodes? They talk about like getting an extra friend, and they're like, well, what about TV's Blossom? And they're like, we're not going to get TV's Blossom to hang out with us.
Well, that was before she was on the show.
Yeah, exactly. And then it was like a year later, they introduced her as a character.
You know who I would be? I would be Jack Bauer from 24.
Because you like to get tortured?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. That's a weird thing, but all right. You just like to talk on the phone to, what's her name, Chloe? Is that her name?
Chloe, yes. I would be, if I could be anybody on TV, I would be Kathy Lee.
Kathy Lee?
Kathy Lee. I think so. Because she's such a fucked up mess of a human being. I mean, did you hear about last week, her big mistake?
Well, she's on...
She's interviewing...
Wait, she's on the Today Show, right? Today. For, yes. Like, the hour that nobody watches.
Yes.
Okay.
With Hoda.
Okay, and who was she interviewing?
Who did Hoda piss off in a past life to be reincarnated there? I don't know. She's interviewing Martin Short. And talking about how wonderful his wife is. And they are such a great Hollywood couple. They are so in love with each other. And she goes on and on with, you know, well, how long have you guys been together? And you still love each other, right? And he's getting a little uncomfortable, but he's still answering her questions. And then after they got off the air, he reminded her that she died 2 years ago. Now, what I want to know is, does she even have a producer on her inner ear device who's going, abort, abort?
I don't think she pays.
Or is he like, I'm going to let this bitch bury herself?
I think it's more that. I think he knows that if he just continues to answer the question and smile, he doesn't come off as the douche.
No, that's what I mean. But you would think that there's a producer somewhere behind the scenes in contact with Kathy Lee who's telling her to shut up.
Well, I'm sure they are, but she's just going to barrel right on through that. She's not going to pay attention. She's just going to keep going with what she wants to do because she's Kathy Lee. You know, she works, what, an hour a day?
Yes.
What else? Like, what else does
she do?
And it's
the only morning TV show where they're drinking on the air.
I don't think I've ever seen her, like, on TV.
Oh, it's hilarious how bad it is. If you've ever seen Kristen Wiig's impression of her on Saturday Night Live, that is exactly what it is like.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to have to Google some clips, I guess.
I think you should. Well, you should obviously Google the Martin Short episode.
Yeah. Does he actually go off on her, though?
No, not at all. He's very professional, and he answers her questions, and he doesn't tell her, you know, Kathy Lee, you ignorant bitch. He just, you know, he's very congenial, and then when they get off the air, like, you dumb twat.
And what was he promoting? Like, what's he doing now?
Well, obviously not Kathy Lee.
Nobody wants to do that. Not even Frank Gifford wanted to do Kathy.
I don't know what he was promoting.
Promoting?
Promoting, yes. It was primordial. Maybe he just needs to be remembered. Oh, he's in Madagascar 3. So there you go.
So a third-rate movie opening gets the third hour that nobody watches.
Yes.
And he's got to go talk to them. I'm sure they sold it to him as, oh, you're going to be on the Today Show. Oh, great.
Exactly.
Who's going to interview me, Matt? Well, no.
No.
Hoda. And
Hoda.
Hoda. Wow.
Good times.
Yeah. That's so weird.
It is bizarre. It's a very bizarre world.
Oh, what did you just send me?
Well, I think this is a perfect way to end the show. I think we should look at this.
Oh, my.
There you go.
The greatest celebrity man boobs. I'll have to put this in the show notes.
Yes.
If you go to dancemonkeypodcast.com and look for episode 54, there'll be a link to this. And it's scary.
Yes. It's all about moobs. And believe it or not, the number one vote getter for man boobs.
Wait. You want to go one from one up, or you want to go 20 down?
We can start with 20 and go down.
You want to build up to number one?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, there's more. There's actually 24, but we'll start with 20.
Yeah. We can start with 23.
23?
Because I don't think 24 counts.
No. All right, we'll start with 23. Number 23 is Bono. And there's a lovely picture of him.
Of him in the water.
Adjusting himself.
I That might be my new profile picture. I'm gonna consider that.
I thought he always wears his glasses.
Apparently not.
It's kind of a weird picture.
It is a weird picture.
So
number 22.
Yes, number 22 is the always entertaining Kurt Russell.
Yes. Started as a child star. Apparently, he was Walt Disney's last words. Not sure why. true story.
Really?
True story.
Walt Disney's last words were Kurt Russell?
Kurt Russell.
Like Rosebud?
Wasn't really his last words. He had been making a list of actors for I forget what film it was. But the top of the list was Kurt Russell. And that notepad is actually in the Disney archives. If you go out there and they have a recreation of Walt's office,
Oh, wow.
You can see that.
Huh.
Yes. Yes.
Well, the picture is him on a beach with Goldie Hawn, and he's kind of let himself go since...
Kind of?
Since Super... What was the one he was in, the superhero one? Sky High.
Sky High.
And it looks like he's rocking the mullet again.
He looks like Jeff Bridges.
Yeah,
although,
actually.
Although, look at Goldie's at legs.
Well, yeah, she's old too.
Yes. And then after...
They both got a stomach.
Well, they do. But, you know, let's face it. He was born in 1951.
Yeah.
So, he's old.
And he's not doing the leading man thing anymore.
Well, how could he? Just saying, you know? Just saying.
So then we get to 21, and 21 is just a mess of a person. It's Val Kilmer. And if you haven't seen Val Kilmer lately, you haven't seen all of Val Kilmer.
Yeah, set your TV to widescreen.
Although he has... It looks like he slimmed down a bit from the last like big picture I saw of him. Did you see the Tenacious D video that he was in?
Yes.
Where they shoot him and he dies?
Yes. Very sad. Very sad.
He's number 21. Number 20 is Mickey Rourke.
Yep. Who kind of looks like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, well, that's from The Wrestler.
And he's got really bizarre plastic surgery. Because I don't think that's a natural body.
No. And he's got really weird fingernails. Like, you can even see them in that photo.
Uh-huh.
But, like, if you ever watch, like, Iron Man 2, there's a close-up shot of his hands. And it's like, really? Those are your fingers? That's kind of weird.
Yes. Yes. Number 19, Regis Philbin. Who cares?
Well, he was also born in 1931. And that's a very stunning picture of him with no shirt and just a tie.
Yes.
Oh, the things people do for money.
Number 18, Tony Blair, Prime Minister of England. Who cares?
I don't really see that why that's on there.
Number 17, David Caruso. Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, well, you know, he just lost his show, so he'll just have to deal with it.
Yeah. Number 16, Rick Ross. Again.
Who cares?
Don't care. Number 15, Hulk Hogan.
And is that a picture of him with his...
With the wife?
With his wife, or is that his weird daughter?
That's neither.
Who is that?
I don't know.
That's weird. She's got bigger boobs than he does. Okay. Number 14, you've hit on it before, is Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yep.
But he's kind of in shape, though.
Well, wow. All right. for a mullet wearing, I don't know. Sure, why not? And his wife? What the? How could you wake up next to that thing every morning?
I don't know.
Honey, I'm going to get the shoehorn so we can put your pants on. Here, let me stuff you in there.
I just clicked on the next picture.
I did too. Isn't that awesome? That's Meatloaf, isn't it? Number 13 is Axl Rose.
Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses. Oh my God. You guys have to go see this picture. It looks like a little fat impersonator. I don't know any other way to describe that. He's huge now.
He is huge.
Holy crap.
Yes. Next one up, Simon Cowell.
Yeah, that's kind of... Well, in the picture, he's sitting down, and they're kind of, like, droopy, but that's kind of weird.
Then we number have 11.
Everybody's favorite massage jiddler, John Travolta.
Yeah, after Pulp Fiction, he just gave up, I think.
Did you click on the picture?
Yes, I did. He's eating a candy bar in the pool. I think that's great. That's great.
You got to at least give it to the people that put together this list. They found some great pictures of these people.
They did. And don't forget, it's ranker.com, and just look for man boobs.
Yeah, I'll definitely put a link to this.
And now we're moving into our top 10.
Yes, Charles Barkley is number 10. Not a role model. Well, obviously not.
Doesn't look that bad.
Well, and the picture is of him just kind of sitting there, and he's not a professional athlete anymore. He sits behind a desk and commentates, so he's allowed to be a little fat.
Exactly.
And we have Russell Crowe, number 9.
Yep.
And the picture of him, he's got some man boobs. Still makes more money than everybody else.
See? But he's 48.
But yeah, he's 48.
Exactly.
And then we go into the crazy section of the list.
Yeah, that is the top 10, isn't it?
Yes, the top 10 is like crazy central.
We got Mel Gibson at number 8.
Batshit crazy Mel.
Oh, Mel, what happened to you?
Well, in the picture, his pants are undone so that his gut can hang out.
Yes. I think the Jews did it to him. I think that's what it was.
Hey, speaking of crazy, number 7, David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff. And boy, he is not aging well at all.
No.
I think the Hoff needs to be aware of the paparazzi. Because guess what? That's the kind of publicity you really don't want.
No. He's walking with a black shirt with no sleeves that's showing off his man boobs. I'm sure he's leaving the gym. And he's got a man purse with him.
It's his computer.
It's a man purse. Number 6 is Bobby Flay.
He's a chef.
Yeah, isn't it one of those things you're never supposed to trust a thin chef?
Exactly.
Except for Gordon Ramsay.
I'm surprised Guy Fieri isn't on the list.
Number 5, crazy old Arnold.
Arnold!
And that famous picture of him by the pool.
Yep.
Where he is nothing but flab.
Well, that's what happens with steroid abuse.
Yeah. And you take office and not work out.
Exactly. So number sad. 4 is Meatloaf. Oh, no, wait. That's number 4 is Steven Seagal. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wow. How many chins does he have?
37.
Wow. He is almost Jabba the Hutt.
I watched a couple of those.
Look at the size of that mouth. Look at that size of that mouth.
Yeah. I watched a couple of his shows that were on A&E, the Law show. And it was always funny because they would chase a guy and the younger cops would always be the ones that catch up to him. And then you would always see him like out of breath sitting in the car trying to explain what happened.
Right.
Drinking
right.
water like, we caught the guy.
Yes.
I'm sure they had all medical right. people just sitting there waiting.
Oh, there's probably oxygen being pumped into the cab of the car. All right, moving up. Number 3. Who does Coco love? Who does Coco love?
Iced tea.
Coco loves ice. And you really need to go down and click on the second photo of them at the beach. I'm not sure what they're doing. Maybe they're dancing. She's got nothing but dental floss on, and it's not that attractive.
No, I mean, I've seen pictures of her where she looks attractive, but that's not one of them.
I don't. She's attractive in a rapport kind of way.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's... Ugh.
If you like big fake boobs and...
And big fake ass and big fake hair and big fake lips. Yes. Yes. Number two.
Number two. Crazy old Jack Nicholson.
Jack. Oh, what an awesome picture.
If you click on the picture, he's eating a sub or like a foot-long
hot dog.
He's
got his Quiznos in one hand and he's got a couple of C-cups. I mean, those look like women's breasts.
Yeah, they kind of do.
Look at those. You could put him in a bikini. And he would look like Kathy Bates.
Maybe he's upset because they canceled Harry's Law. He won't be able to make a guest appearance.
That could be it. I believe he's eating one of those torpedoes. Is that what they call them at Quiznos?
I don't know.
That's good. And now we're coming up to the number one.
The number one on their list for man boobs, which is might be one of the most disturbing pictures I've ever seen. Is Steven Tyler. And he is not looking good. Have you clicked on that picture?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was, of course, on the MTV Movie Awards this weekend.
He gave a thing to Johnny Depp, right?
He certainly did. He certainly did.
Wow, I can't. That picture is just scary. That picture is like old lady boobs.
It is old lady boobs, and while we're talking about old ladies,
oh geez, yeah,
this is something. What happened? I lost it. Not Tyler Perry. What's his name? Joe Perry.
Joe Perry.
That's him. He and Tyler Perry were on the MTV Movie Awards.
Yes.
And Joe Perry's rocking the skunk stripe in his hair.
Yeah, he's been doing that for a while.
Well, I'd also like you to go back, and if you could Google the name Kitty Bartholomew. Kitty Bartholomew was one of those first home and garden kind of women who was on the morning talk shows, always giving you... you know, tips on the best composting or, you know, how to get your petunias to get bigger. If you go to kittybartholomew.com.
Okay.
And you look at that picture side by side with Joe Perry.
Yeah.
I believe he's got another career.
I think so. I think he's masquerading as a woman.
I think look at Steven Tyler.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, he shops at Chico's because that's where you get those weird print shirts and the scarves and all that shit. And he's wearing all that Southwest, you know, silver and turquoise jewelry that old ladies wear when they drive across the country in RVs.
Right.
I think that Perry and Tyler are a lesbian couple. I really do. I really do. I think that we'll have to post on the blog a picture of them from the MTV Movie Awards and a picture of Kitty Bartholomew, and we'll let the listeners decide for themselves.
Okay.
But, you know, if you look at this picture, I love the picture that they have of Tyler. Oh, at first I thought he was running because it looks like one boob is flapping up and the other is kind of down.
Yeah.
And he's got this really weird look on his face, like he's got an overbite.
And where's his hair?
Maybe this is Jessica Lange. Maybe it's not even a picture of Steven Tyler. I don't know. You know, it's hairless. It's got a bunch of tacky jewelry on. That could really be, you know. At first, I would say Kathleen Turner, but I know she's a lot chunkier. Maybe it's Helen Mirren at the beach.
Maybe.
It's just sad. You know, I think I've got to find a way to market it, but I think one of my new careers is I'm going to go around and I'm going to just start telling celebrities what they don't want to hear. Like going to award shows and stuff. And it's like, dude, what are you wearing? Really? You're going out in public like that. You know, it, you have to stop them before they leave the house. It's like, you know, has our older relatives start getting into those years where they're dyeing their hair blue and wearing big old clip-on earrings, and you just want to stop before they go out of the house and get on their rascal to go to the Walmart.
Right.
I think these people need our help. Because I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, Steven Tyler's got Alzheimer's. Well, and he probably thinks he's going down because he's the door hostess at the Piccadilly Cafe. I've got on all my bracelets, and I got on my turquoise and all my necklaces, and I look pretty.
Well, I know. Doesn't he have like hepatitis C or something that like degrades his body or something?
I just think everything he's done in his life has degraded his body.
Well, yeah, but
to the point like there may not be much left.
Okay, I found it. I found a decent picture from the MTV Movie Awards to put there on the internet.
Is it the one where it looks like they're almost kissing?
No. He's Steven Tyler's got his hand on Joe Perry's shoulder.
Crotch? Oh.
Although I can't see where Joe Perry's hands are.
Then you probably don't want to know.
No. I'll have to put that on the desktop, so.
Yes. Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
The top 20 man boobs.
As only we could bring you.
That's right. That's right. And you know what, folks? You're not going to hear about this stuff anywhere else. You know?
Nope.
People are worried about the economy and the healthcare, but you know what? We are opening your eyes to this tragedy in America where our old idols are just suffering with moobs.
Well, see, and I think that's the thing. Like, at one point in time, the entertainment people knew when to step down. You know,
some of them did.
It's only recently.
Johnny Carson.
Well, yeah, like Johnny Carson went gracefully. Was like, "You're never gonna hear from me again. I'm done."
That's right.
And then you have like Kirk Douglas, who will come out and try to talk at the Academy Awards.
Anyway, I just want to say I need to be a movie star. I just want to be Michael, and I just love him.
See, it all.
But you know, the only thing you know. Sometimes I get confused between Kirk Douglas and Greta Van Susteren because they both kind of touch my way. I got a slight in the mouth. Although I think Kirk Douglas looks better. That's all I'm saying.
Well, they tried to pretty up Greta Van Susteren at one point, and it just didn't work.
It didn't work. Yeah, you can't pretty up a horse. Hey, look, it's Seabiscuit on Fox News.
Is that why?
Killer.
Is that why Sarah Jessica Parker? You know, they can't do anything with her either.
Yes. She's starring in the revival of Mr. Ed. Guess who she's playing?
Did you know that Mr. Ed was not a horse?
What was he?
He was a zebra.
He was not.
Yes, he was.
He was not.
Yes, he was.
Nuh-uh.
Would you like to bet on it?
Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure you are full of shit. Because if you go to Snopes.com,
it says, Mr. Ed, the talking equine of television fame, was a horse. Status, false.
No.
I'm telling you, he was a zebra.
No. It's crazy talk.
You gonna say I was right?
Can well, no, because there's this difficulty in resolving these closely integrated black and white images on a non-color television receiver, which is kind of one of the reasons. Blah, 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 blah. Wow. Did they put makeup on it?
Yeah, I think they painted them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's something that you didn't know that you learned today.
I stand corrected.
Awesome. All right, we're going to stop there because now that John's been proven wrong about something.
That's right.
It's a good place to stop. It's not very often I get the upper hand on you, so I'm going to take advantage of it.
That's right. And I could comment, but I'll be nice.
Yeah, don't.
Because, you know, there's a special day coming up.
Shut up. So, anyway, if you want to get in touch with us, email us at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Go check out the archive of the last year of shows. You can find our websites. Follow us on Twitter at @dancemonkeypod. And, John, did you hear the new theme song that I put on last week? Did you even bother to listen to it?
No.
No? I put on a new theme song, and I'm not sure whether or not I should keep it or not.
Well, I think the fans should write in and tell us.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that...
Harold, what do you think? Come on, Harold. Let's know. Drop us a note.
That's right. Let me know if you guys like the new one or the old one. You know, just let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
John.
Have a good week.
Feliz cumpleaños.